Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, folks. I'm Alex, your guide to the complex world of deep learning, ready to break down the binary into bite-sized bits.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today's episode is all about deep learning interview prep, the ultimate 2026 guide.
That's right, Jamie. Whether you're aiming for a role in research, applied ML engineering, or even ML ops, we've got you covered. So let's dive into the neural network of today's topic.
Let's start with the basics, Alex. What are some core concepts our listeners need to master for these interviews?
Great question, Jamie. First up, we have neural network fundamentals. You'll need to understand how they learn, what can go wrong, and how to fix it. Topics like forward propagation, loss functions, and that tricky beast, back propagation.
Back propagation? That sounds like a dance move I tried once. Can you break that down a bit more?
Sure. Think of it as the neural network's way of learning from mistakes. It computes partial derivatives of the loss with respect to the weights using the chain rule. But here's the kicker. In deep networks, you might face the vanishing gradients problem, where gradients shrink exponentially as they backpropagate through layers.
So it's like my motivation on a Monday morning just vanishing away. Got it. How about when it comes to neural network architectures?
You've got several types, each with its strengths and weaknesses. CNNs are great for image processing, capturing spatial locality through shared parameters. RNNs are your go-to for sequential data, like time series or text, capturing temporal dependencies.
But aren't RNNs a bit like me, trying to remember what I had for breakfast, struggling with long-term dependencies?
Exactly, Jamie. That's why we have LSTMs and GRUs to help with that. Then there's the transformer model, a real game changer for handling text, vision, and audio data, thanks to its parallelizable structure and scalability.
Sounds powerful, but I bet it's a memory hog, huh?
Spot on. High memory costs are a trade-off. Now, moving on to something practical, building a simple neural network in PyTorch.
Oh, I love hands-on. How does one go about that?
It's simpler than you might think. You define your model class, layer your network, set up the loss function and optimizer, and then train it on some dummy data. The key here is experimenting and understanding how changes affect the outcomes.
So, a bit of trial and error, learning by doing. I can get behind that. But when should we opt for deep learning over, say, classical machine learning?
Deep learning shines with large labeled datasets and complex, unstructured data like images and text. But if you need real-time inference with limited compute or highly interpretable models, classical ML might be the way to go.
All right, diving deep but knowing when to come up for air. I like it. Now, what about those pesky pitfalls?
Common ones include vanishing gradients, overfitting, underfitting, and data leakage. Each has its solutions, like using ReLU for activation, adding dropout for overfitting, or ensuring proper data splits to avoid leakage.
Solutions for every problem. Just like in life. Well, sometimes. What about keeping these models performing well and scaling up?
Performance tuning involves trade-offs, like batch size versus memory. Scalability can mean distributing training across multiple GPUs. And don't forget security, protecting your models from adversarial attacks and ensuring data privacy.
It's like a whole ecosystem, huh? But let's get real. How does one actually ace these interviews?
Focus on understanding the fundamentals, practice coding models from scratch, and be ready to discuss system design trade-offs. And communication is key. Explain your reasoning clearly.
So it's not just about knowing your stuff, but also about how you present it. Gotcha. Any final tips for our listeners diving into deep learning interviews?
Stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to tackle real-world projects. And remember, every interview is a learning opportunity.
Wise words, Alex. And with that, it's time to wrap up today's deep dive. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
We hope you're leaving with your neural networks charged and ready for your next deep learning interview. Until next time, keep coding and stay nerdy.